for your car star will do the same for you.
At J&W Car Star.
All right, welcome back to Warrior Basketball. Sorry about that. We had a little technical glitch there. I forgot a setting that needed to be changed on our microphone, and now it is should be all better for you. I apologize for that. Meanwhile, Van Horn hits a couple of free throws to make this a 5-4 game. And we've got a foul on the far sideline. Those are Van Horn's first points of the game. We've got a blocking foul on the far side called against Southard. Warriors are going to inbound on the far sideline. Got a couple of substitutions here. Looks like number three, Taylor Ryman, into the game for YC. Graham gets the ball working, man full court. Now they're going to try to trap her. Nope, they go back to man. Graham beats hers, gets all the way to the key, lays it up. Wild shot, no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Gabler. Gets the ball in the hands of Van Horn. Van Horn working on Maylin Williams. Williams moving her feet well there. Gets it to, can't see who's got that there. Looks like O'Loughlin. Now back to Van Horn, right side to Gabler. Gabler looks for the cutter. She misses. That was Horn. And the rebound pulled out of there by Croxford. Good defense by Keely Graham. Croxford gets a ball back into the hands of Graham now. And Graham sets up the offense. 5-4 Warriors. 2:45 to go in the first half. Dummler for a three left side. She's got it. Nice shot by Lillianne Dummler, hitting her first shot of the game there. She missed her first two threes. She gets this one. 8-4 Warriors. Van Horn working on Williams. Williams fundamentally sound, moving those feet. Good job. There's a lazy pass. Brown almost got it. Horn gets it. She goes left side. Southard puts up a short jumper. No good. An air ball there, and Croxford gets a rebound, gets it ahead to Graham. Graham pushes it up the right side. Gets it. Going to take it all the way in. Steps through. Lays it up. Way too strong there. Nice move by Keeley. Just no touch on that shot, though. She's kicking herself for missing that one. Southard goes hard the other way. She misses. Ball's loose. Should be out of bounds. No, it's saved by Southard. Nice save on the baseline. Gets it back out to Van Horn. Van Horn on with Williams on her. Way out top. Go high post. Now they go to the hands of Horn. Out on top. She goes Van Horn right side. They go low post. Turnaround jumper. No good. And the ball is out of bounds off of Gabler down low. Excuse me, off of Horn down low. It's going to be Warriors basketball out of bounds. Hannah Hatch into the game for the Warriors. Warriors going against full court pressure here now. Man, full court man. They get it into Graham. Graham throws a wild pass up in the air, pulled down by number three. She goes left side. There's a missed jumper by Southard, and Croxford gets the rebound. That was a bad press break, and there's another one that's a little wild, knocked out of bounds on a long pass from Croxford, trying to find Maylin Williams running down the right side. Ball knocked away by Horn. It's going to be Warrior basketball, left side of the key underneath their own basket. 1:29 to go, 8-4. Pass inside. Graham rejected. Maylin Williams gets it back. She misses, and the rebound pulled out of there by Southard. Southard working against Graham pressure, gets it over to Van Horn, and we're going to have a timeout taken by YC. All right, a little chaotic there. Apologize for my rattiness here. We'll get this all smoothed out now that we've got our technical difficulties ironed out, and we're getting to know the players there from YC. This is going to be a timeout taken by YC. And whether you're looking to start a new project or just in need of repairs, call the experts at McMullen Electric. Jed McMullen will make sure the job gets done right and at a fair price. You can trust this locally owned and operated company to treat you as a valuable client no matter what size the job. Call to get your electrical needs met today. 503-435-9487. That's 503-435-9487. 30-second timeout there for the Warriors. By the Tigers. Warriors coming out. Got Hatch, Williams, Graham, Croxford, and Dummler on the floor. For YC, it looks like Southard, Horn, Van Horn, O'Loughlin, and trying to find the other one there, Ryman. Got a little delay here, seeing whether or not Emily Maples can check in. I don't think they're going to let her. So Ryman to inbound the ball. Gets it into the corner. They try to go low, knocked away by Croxford. Picked up by Southard at the foul line. She misses. Rebound, they go down low to O'Loughlin, and she gets the basket. So Warriors not doing a very good job on the defensive glass there. Ball knocked away out of Croxford's hands. This man pressure's working right now for YC. Warriors are dribbling to the sideline consistently. Maples coming into the game. She's going to replace Dumbler. So the Warriors get a little shorter. They lose some of that outside shooting that Dumbler brings to the game. She's played 7 minutes. Time for her to get a little bit of a breather here. Maples to inbound it. Gets it to Graham. Graham working up the right side. Crosses over. Beats her man. Goes corner. Hatch. 18-footer right side. No good. And the rebound pulled out of there by Gabler. Gabler, they get the pass way ahead to Horn. Horn, nobody on her. Goes all the way to the basket and scores. That was a defensive breakdown there by the Warriors. We've got a tie game. Croxford gets it in. 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Croxford throws it long now to Hatch. Hatch pushes the right side. Takes it into traffic. Misses the shot. Got blocked by Horn. Pass ahead to O'Loughlin. Over to number three. She misses the jumper. Ball's loose. Horn gets it out to O'Loughlin. She starts to penetrate, and she traveled. They're going to call a foul on it before the travel. That was Ryman with the miss. Ball's going to be out of bounds. Only the second team foul on the Warriors. Warriors in their home white uniforms with blue trim. YC in black with orange trim. There's a quick pass into Van Horn, right side, and hits it from the right box. Horn, not Van Horn. We'll get that right there. Horn has four in the game. Graham penetrates the right side, takes it all the way in. Her shot blocked and out of bounds off of Graham. She's getting in a little too deep on the big girls in there. I don't know how tall the Horn girl is. I would guess she's right at about 5'9", something like that. And Graham at 5'4", going right into the heart of that, having problems with getting her shot off cleanly in there. Van Horn gets it to Ryman. Ryman gets into the lane, dumps into the low block to O'Loughlin, to Gabler, and she puts it up and in, and it's 12-8 Warriors. Warriors struggling. There's a last-second shot by Croxford, no good. And so we go to the end of the first quarter with the Warriors trailing 8-12 after 8 minutes and an 8-4 lead, a little 8-0 run by the Tigers to close out the quarter, leaves us with a 12-8 score with YC leading. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be back in just a moment.
Thank you. My car's like new. JW Car Star will do the same for you.
If you've been involved in an auto accident, where would you take your car to be fixed? I hope you say J&W CarStar. We have been here for decades repairing cars with excellence. Trust us to fix your car right.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. This is Jeff Clark coming to you live from Staten High School, where the Warriors trail the YC Tigers 12-8 after one quarter. Warriors led in that first quarter by Keely Graham with 5 points. Lillian Dumbler also had three for YC. They had balanced scoring with Horn leading the way with 4 points, and then two each from Gabler, O'Loughlin, Van Horn, and Southard. It's going to be, I think, Warrior basketball to start the second quarter. On the floor for the Warriors, Maples, Croxford, Hatch, Williams, and Graham. This is a small lineup. Nobody over about 5'7 out there. And a lot of inexperience. Williams a freshman, Hatch a sophomore, Graham a sophomore, but she's got lots of varsity experience. They come out and they trap Graham wide away. She gets it back to Croxford. Croxford penetrates right side, goes baseline. Hatch, 15-footer left side, little short, and rebound pulled out of there by Ryman. Now the ball knocked away by Graham. It's going to be YC ball still. Warriors going to press now. Full court man. Ryman to inbound. Throws it long. Gets it to Van Horn. Loses it. Contreras in the corner. Finds a cutter. Going to the lane. Going right down the right side of the lane. O'Loughlin. She puts it up and in. Has a good cut to the hoop by O'Loughlin and a good pass by Van Horn. 14-8 YC. Graham. Right side, Williams for three. No good. Strong on that one. Ball pulled out of there by Ryman. Right now, just the little bit of additional size that YC has making a difference. Warriors, of course, playing today without Shaylin McClain. There's a loose ball stolen out of there by Maples. Williams tipped it away. Pass ahead to Graham on the right side. Gets down in the corner. Gets it out to Croxford on the right wing. Croxford back to Graham, puts up a three, 22-footer right side. That one's strong. Rebound on the weak side by Hatch. Hatch back out on top to Croxford, fakes to Graham, back to Hatch. Hatch goes in the corner to Williams. Now back out to Croxford. She looks at a three, left angle, no good. Rebound inside by Gabler. Van Horn working on Williams. Williams can't move her feet and stay in front of her. We're going to have a little bumping foul from the side on Williams. Williams playing her really tight, 35 feet from the basket. I just don't think she's quick enough to stay in front of Van Horn when Van Horn puts the ball on the floor and goes hard. Back into the game for the Warriors. Dumler replaces Emily Maples. 6:42 left in the first half. 14-8 YC. Warriors struggling to score at the offensive end. Penetration by Horn. Gets it all the way to the basket. Puts it up and in over Croxford. Horn with six in the game. It's a good move going with her left hand towards the lane and then going back to her right hand to score. Croxford fakes the three. Goes in the corner to Hatch. Hatch back to Croxford. On top to Williams now, back to Croxford, left angle. Not a lot of motion for the Warriors. They're struggling against this 2-3 zone. Williams wants to penetrate, now gets it back to Croxford. Croxford right side, Dumler fakes the three, goes to the corner to Graham. Graham tries to go baseline, then throws it away as she was stumbling out of bounds. Pass picked off by O'Loughlin. O'Loughlin tries a bounce pass, and then we're going to have a kicked ball. She was trying to get the ball to Whitchurch on the right side and had a kick ball in there. Alyssa Plummer into the game for the Warriors. She's going to replace Graham. Graham Keeley very tired as she comes out of the game, having played 10 minutes so far. She'll get a break. Keeley plays hard. She expends a lot of energy on the floor. And even though she's in really good shape, it takes a lot out of you when there's that kind of pressure on you to handle the ball at one end a lot and pound the glass and then be really the key on the defensive end in terms of the shutdown defender. Warriors get the ball off the hands of YC, so it's going to be Warrior basketball. Croxford on top with it. 16-8 right now in favor of the Tigers. Warriors haven't scored in quite a while. Croxford on top. They're having a hard time with this 2-3 zone. They don't have enough shooters in the game. Dumler back in there, though. Plummer right side goes high post to Dumler. Back out on Croxford. Croxford takes a dribble and goes to Dumler. YC not going to give them anything inside the three-point lane that's uncontested. They're going to make them work for it. Ball's loose and stolen away by Whitchurch. Went off the hands of Croxford. Warriors just getting nothing on the offensive end. There's no player movement, not much ball movement. You know, that's got to frustrate Reg right now. He's going to have to go to some sort of more motion offense because what they're running right now is just not finding anybody open with any kind of good shot selection available. YC working the ball around the perimeter, looking for the high post. There they get to the high post. Now they look for the cutter baseline to Whitchurch. Whitchurch dribbles it out the right side. Back out on top. Fakes the three there from Gabler, and she gets it back in the hands of O'Loughlin. O'Loughlin with the ball way out by the center circle now. Swings it left side. They go down in the corner. Now they kick it back out on the left wing, out on top. It's Whitcomb with the ball, or Whitchurch with the ball. It goes right side to number 41, Calgren. They get the penetration inside by Whitchurch and the ball out of bounds. They throw it away. So YC struggling with their offense also. Into the game, Lopez replaces Williams, one freshman for another there. And the leading scorer in the game, Sadie Horn, returns to the game for YC. Warriors with the ball. Croxford goes right side to Plummer and throws it out of bounds as the defense was closing on it quickly. She had to change her angle for pass, but she'd already committed to it, couldn't pull it back. 4:24 to go in the second quarter. Warriors are going to have to find some life on the offensive end. It's been about 7 minutes since they scored. YC ball. Ryman works her way all the way down, misses the lay-in on Hatch, but she got really good position there. Plummer gets a pass from Croxford, tries to go inside, surrounded by tall trees in there, kicks it back out. We're going to have a whistle blown. I think we're going to get three in the key on Plummer. She could not get out of there. She was triple-teamed underneath the basket on the baseline and couldn't find an outlet pass there, drew herself a three-second call. Point guard Van Horn back into the game for YC, so they're back with three of their five starters on the floor. Ryman with the ball. She crosses over on Hatch, gets all the way in, puts up the shot, won't stay. Loose ball pulled out of there by Hannah Hatch. Warriors have got to do a better job of stopping the penetration. YC's missed probably seven shots that easily could have been made because they really weren't contested very well. Warriors have got to do a better job on that. Hatch in the right corner. We've got a timeout called by Reg. with 3:40 to go in the first half. Warriors were up 8-4 in this game. They've been outscored 12-0 since that point. This is going to be a full timeout, so we're going to take a quick break also. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you. My car's like new. Change over your car, start to do the same for you.
You have a doctor, a dentist, and maybe even a massage therapist, but do you know where to tow your car after an accident? Tell the tow truck driver, take it to J&W CarStar, then relax. We'll take it from there.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. This is Jeff Clark coming to you live from Staten High School, where the Warriors are playing the YC Tigers here in the first round of the Staten Christmas Break Tournament. 8-team tournament, 3 days. The winner of this game will get Blanchette. The loser will get Woodburn in tomorrow's early game, I believe. Not sure what time that starts, if that's a 9 o'clock game. If you lose this one, you're playing early. That's all I know, because they had two games this morning before this noon start. So I'm guessing right around 9 o'clock, not much time between games. Warrior basketball, trailing by 8. Need to find some sense of urgency to play offense with here. Croxford and Plummer. Plummer with the ball, trapped on the right wing, dribbles it off her foot, saves it, hits it in the corner to Dumbler for 3. Looks good. Is Lillianne Dumbler saving the day there from the corner, makes it a 16-11 game. What looked like it was going to be a turnover there for a moment off of Plummer's foot. She saved it just before the sideline, flipped it in the corner to Dumbler, who didn't hesitate. Ryman in the lane, kicks it out to Whitchurch. Whitchurch to, we're going to have an offensive foul, I think, called on Ryman as she penetrated. Ryman, yep, cutting to the hoop, pushed off on her man and drew the offensive foul. So another turnover for the Tigers. They've had probably 7 or 8 in this game. Warriors basketball, 3:11 to go, though the clock's not running. I'm not sure why. So it's still 3:11 to go. Top of the key now, Croxford with the ball. Foul line to Dumbler. Dumbler to Plummer. Now the clock's running. Plummer back to Croxford. Croxford. Good extending zone there. Lopez inside gets her shot blocked. Hatch gets the rebound back out to Croxford. Fakes the 3. Boy, I'd like to see Morgan take more of those. She gets so many open 3s. Hatch gets a travel call. She puts the ball on the floor. She got a little excited there when she saw an opening to the lane. But it'd be nice to see Morgan take a few more of those shots when she has that open look, just to keep the defense honest. Williams in for Hatch, and Plummer replaced by Graham. So Graham, Williams, Dumbler, Lopez, the freshman, along with Williams, also a freshman, and Croxford. Van Horn penetrates, tries to throw the ball to the opposite post, and throws it out of bounds. That's just a terrible pass there. This is a team that the Warriors, quite honestly, should blow out of the gym if they were healthy and playing well and everybody was on the floor. Williams with the ball, breaks the press, bounce pass to Lopez. Lopez fouled as she goes in. She'll get 2 free throws. Nice pass, Maylin Williams. They broke the press that time. On that press, they're coming up and they're trapping. They're using 3 people in the forecourt to trap the Warriors to make it difficult, trying to get the turnover there, in the backcourt. And this time, Croxford able to anticipate that trap, throw the ball long to Williams. Williams then with Lopez in a 2-on-1 situation, able to get the lay-in opportunity. Lopez makes the first. She's got one more. That one rattles around and won't stay in. So 16-12 game. Warriors have scored 4 straight points now. Horn works the left baseline, puts it up and in, and scores. She's tough in that low post, and without the length of Shaylin Williams in there to defend, Horn having a field day. She's got 8 points in the game, leading all scorers. Dumbler with 6 right now to lead the Warriors. Horn will get 1 free throw. The basket was good. Free throw not good. Dumbler with a flat-footed rebound there. She gets it to Graham. Graham walks it across. Center circle now left side to left wing to Croxford. Croxford picks up her dribble, throws it cross-court down on the baseline to Williams. Williams draws the double, gets it to Graham, back to Croxford. She's open at the top of the key, but she doesn't want to take it. Now she goes left angle to Dumbler, and she hits the 3, her 3rd of the game. Lillianne feeling it, 18-15 Warriors. And without having to worry about the inside game at all, you would think that they would not give open looks to Lillianne Dumbler out there, but She's hit a pair of them here in the second quarter. Van Horn goes left side to Horn. Horn up and in from the left block again. She's got 10, and they just cannot stop her down there on that low post. Dumler really not a shot blocker at all, and so struggling with Van Horn's good post moves. Dumler, top of the key three-pointer, looks good, rattles around and won't stay in. She had hit three in a row. She's feeling it today, though. She's going to keep shooting. You know that. Dumler guarding Horn at the other end. Has got to take away that baseline move. There's a shot blocked by Lopez, pulled out of there by Croxford. She pushes it up the middle of the floor, crosses over on Horn, goes all the way to the rim. Her shot blocked out of bounds by Horn. Horn's got three or four blocks in this game. She's done a good job on anything near the rim. No contact on that either. It was a clean block. Warriors are going to inbound left side of the key on the baseline. Dumler to trigger this in. Warriors in a box set. They go left corner to Lopez. She's trapped. She throws it out to Croxford. That was dangerous. Back. Dumler, three-pointer from the corner. Shot blocked. They're going to call a foul. And Dumler's going to go to the line to shoot three. That's going to be on number 33, Megan Gabler. As she came flying out, she got a clean block on that, but I think on the follow-through, she hit Dumler on the arm, and they got her for that. That's a problem when you come when you're flying out towards the shooter and you go up to challenge a shot. It's really hard to stop your follow-through on that. Dumler hits the first. Good job by Lillian to stay focused there and take her normal shot and not adjust it and reward the defense there. Dumler's second one long off the back of the rim and won't drop in. She'll have one more. 1:17 to go here in the second quarter. Warriors trailing by four. Dumler a chance to cut that down to three. It's 20-16 right now, and it is. She misses it off the back of the rim just a little bit long. So Dumler with a chance, couldn't cut it very far. Baseline, going to be have Horn again with that left hand up and in, and she draws the foul on Dumler. They have got to deny that pass. Dumler playing behind Horn in that left block, and Horn has figured it out. If she just catches on a low block and drop step, she's getting an easy bucket every time, and this time she's going to the line. So that's her. This will be her second attempt at a three-point play. She missed her free throw two shots ago, but she's sitting on 12 points right now, and it's been nothing but lay-ins right at the basket as the Warriors are going to have to play a half around or front her or something, I think. Free throw rims around, won't stay in. Dumler gets a rebound. She gets it ahead to Croxford up the left side, a minute and five to go. There's a bounce pass to Graham, and Graham is fouled as she takes it up on the right side. So Graham will go to the line to shoot two. Great bounce pass by Morgan Croxford there with a minute and 2 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's a six-point game right now, and Keeley's going to have a chance to cut into that lead. First free throw is up and rattles around, drops in. Boy, these are stiff rims. You can hear them throughout the gym when it hits. It sounds like somebody's pounding on it with a hammer up there. One more for Keeley. That one's short. I think she shot an air ball on that. She did. So no legs there for Keeley on that one. She's got, what does she have, 6 points in the game so far. She's 4 out of 6 from the foul line, plus a basket. 57 seconds to go. And we've got a timeout taken by YC. So 54 seconds is 22-17. I think this will probably be a 30-second timeout. Let's see. Nope, they're going to take a full timeout, so we're going to take a break also. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball. It's 22-17 YC right now. We'll be right back.
Transitions in life, especially including the passing of a loved one. Macy and Son of McMinnville is there to make it easier on you and your family by taking care of all of the multitude of decisions. Macy and Son, McMinnville.
When people come to Newburgh Ford, they're often amazed at how many pre-owned cars and trucks we have. Sometimes they'll even ask, how do you get so many? Well, over the last few years, Newburgh Ford has had the good fortune of selling the most new Fords in our Oregon dealer group, which means we get a tremendous amount of trade-ins, virtually all makes and all price ranges. And since we know where they come from, we can sell them with confidence. So if you're looking to save money by purchasing a quality used vehicle, come see us at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. 22-17, 54 seconds to go in the second quarter. Warriors trailing by five. YC with the ball as they come out of this full timeout here. Warriors led tonight so far by, or this afternoon, by Lillian Dumler with 10 points. Keeley Graham has 6, and Jenna Lopez has 1 for the Warriors. Warriors extend their pressure here, coming out of the timeout. They get it to Ryman. Ryman puts the ball on the floor, backs down on Williams, puts a shot up. Around, no good. Dummler can't get the rebound. Horn gets it. She comes back out, and she's fouled. She tried to come out the right side on that. Put it on the floor. Good aggressive move. There should be a two-shot foul, but Horn's acting like it's not. Let me see what the official calls here. Going to call a push. Oh, no shot. So the foul was before the shot, so that was a good foul then. Would have been better if Dummler had been able to secure that rebound, but when she didn't, it was better to foul than to give up that basket, because it was going to be a lay-in for Horn, who already has 12 in the game. Tigers screen across. Now they get the ball on the lower left side to Ryman, and she's fouled by Williams as she goes up for the shot. So they cut Ryman from the right side of the key, kind of looped her around by the foul line, and then she cut hard down to the left block. Got the bounce pass there and had Williams out of position. She took it up into Williams' chest there and drew the foul. Ryman's free throw, an air ball. She'll have one more. Taylor Ryman has not scored in this game so far for the Tigers. Second one, short, and we're going to have a pushing foul against the Tigers. Let's see who they call this on. It's going to be on Horn. That is the ninth foul against the Tigers. That's going to put somebody on the line to shoot one-on-one. Let's see who they give it to. I think it's Keeley headed to the line. So Graham will shoot one-on-one there after the missed free throw by Ryman. Horn pushed off, and that'll put Graham on the line. 44 seconds to go in the second quarter. This will be a one-on-one situation, so she'll need to make the first to get the second. And we're going to have a lane violation on Lopez. So that shot was missed anyway, but it's all for naught, as Lopez lost her balance, getting ready to box out, had a lane violation. There's a long pass thrown in, tipped by Croxford, knocked away, picked up by YC, takes it in on the right side, and O'Loughlin makes it. Oh, Croxford had a chance at that. Normally would have that steal, got a hand on it, but couldn't come down with it. 24-17 YC. Graham with the ball, 30 seconds to go. On top to Croxford. Fakes the three. Goes right side to Graham. Back to Croxford. Now she goes left corner to Dummler. Fakes the three there. Back out on top to Croxford. Well, bad pass. Croxford chases it down. Morgan with the ball. Works right side. 23-footer. Way short. Graham might have tipped that. Got it to Dummler. Dummler to Croxford. Left side Graham. Starts to penetrate. 5 seconds to go. And she has stepped out of bounds on the baseline. I thought we might have had a foul down there, and Keeley ran out of real estate and stepped out of bounds. 5 seconds to go in the second quarter. 7-point game. Warriors want to make sure they don't give one up here. And we're going to have a 30-second timeout taken by YC. That's their third timeout of the first half already. They've already taken two fouls, now a 30. I think that's kind of a strange timeout. I'm not sure I would have taken one there. It's 5 seconds. Even when you draw up a play, it doesn't really give you a lot of time to execute much. You've got to go the full length of the floor, and you have a 7-point lead. Now, if this was, 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, I could see trying to get yourself some sort of a shot out of this, and taking a timeout to make sure you get a good possession. But with 5 seconds to go in the first half and a 7-point lead, having to go full court to try to get any kind of a shot off, I just don't think this is a wise timeout taken by YC. And it gives Reg a chance to set up his defense. All right, so on the floor for the Warriors, Dummler, Croxford, Graham, Lopez, and Williams. Once again, Shayla McLean out this game. We have three Warrior players not dressed. Kaya Rosenbaum, Shayla McLean, and Catherine McMullen all not dressed today for various reasons, of which I am not privy to, but none of them are in a cast or anything. That's good. Graham with a steal on the inbound. Throws it back to Croxford. Croxford, top of the key, three-pointer. Just a little strong off the glass. So the Warriors get a steal there to prevent any type of shot attempt by YC, and we'll go to the halftime with a score of YC 24 and Amity 17. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with some halftime stats. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC.
With unbeatable recreation and plenty of snow, the Northwest is perfect for Ford conversion vans, two-wheel drive and 4x4s. And the only place to buy them is right here at Newburgh Ford. We sell 4x4 conversion vans, both passenger and cargo, to businesses and individuals all across the country. Need a custom van interior for recreation or a mobile office? We can handle it. And nobody beats a Newburgh Ford price. So come and see us at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Sears Hometown Store and the home of America's appliance experts says go McMinnville Grizzlies. Sears, 1621 Northeast Baker Street, McMinnville, says stop by when you have questions and stop by. We'd like to get to know you. Need to sell or need to buy property? Stacy McGeehee of Berkshire Hathaway McMinnville is the real estate agent who wants to meet your goals and exceed your expectations. All areas of real estate. Licensed since 2006. Call 971-237-9306. You're in good hands with Stacy McGeehee. When you need a new heater or air conditioner for your home, go to Frank Webster Heating and Air Conditioning, the best in Carrier brand heat pumps. Free bids on new equipment and competitive pricing. 1020 Southeast 1st Street, McMinnville, 472-6597.
The American Legion is the nation's largest and most respected veterans organization. We take the lead in supporting veterans and their families throughout Oregon every day. We have service officers and local Legion posts throughout the state to help all veterans with VA claims, employment, housing, and education benefits, whether you're a Legion member or not. The Oregon American Legion, veterans serving in communities statewide. Find out more at orlegion.org.
Need to dig a trench or plan a wedding? Your first stop needs to be Botten's Equipment and Event Rental. From a cotton candy machine to a trencher and everything in between. At Botten's, your family. 2800 Northeast Lafayette Avenue in Mac. 472-1559. Street Level Radio, KLYC, reminding you to pick up your copy of The Bulletin Board. It's a weekly publication serving Sheridan, Willamina, and Grand Ronde. It's free, comes out every Wednesday, and is filled with information and activities and advertising supporting the West Valley. We get a lot of our information from The Bulletin Board. Good folks there in the West Valley. Free, pick one up today. Again, serving Sheridan, Willamina, Grand Ronde, and available each and every Wednesday. AM 1260 KLYC is Street Level Radio. The home of quality Napa brand parts. When you want quality and you want experienced people to help you out, it's Davison Auto Parts. Several locations in Yamhill County, including in McMinnville. Davison Auto Parts says, go McMinnville Grizzlies. Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville. Fastenal McMinnville is your one-stop shop for all fasteners. If it's a rivet or a bolt, doesn't matter. They have it or can get it. You can also ship large items to another Fastenal store anywhere in the country for about $150. Fastenal McMinnville, 435-1101. Golden Valley Restaurant and Brewery. Old-fashioned quality, handcrafted cuisine. Golden Valley is one of only 13 restaurants in the U.S. raising their own beef, and you can taste the difference. Golden Valley Restaurant in Mac, corner of Johnson and 3rd Streets.
Thank you, my car's like new. J&W Car Star will do the same for you.
At J&W Car Star, we say, come see the people who care. We really mean that. Our team is dedicated to customer satisfaction. Your satisfaction is as important as fixing the car.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care. Thank you, my car's like new. J&W Car Star will do the same for you.
If you've been involved in an auto accident, where would you take your car to be fixed? I hope you say J&W Car Star. We have been here for decades repairing cars with excellence. Trust us to fix your car right.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care. Thank you, my car's like new. J&W Car Star will do the same for you.
You have a doctor, a dentist, and maybe even a massage therapist, but do you know where to tow your car after an accident? Tell the tow truck driver, take it to J&W Car Star, then relax. We'll take it from there.
Change W Car Stock Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Transitions in life, especially including the passing of a loved one. Macy and Son of McMinnville is there to make it easier on you and your family by taking care of all of the multitude of decisions. Macy and Son, McMinnville.
When people come to Newburgh Ford, they're often amazed at how many pre-owned cars and trucks we have. Sometimes they'll even ask, how do you get so many? Well, over the last few years, Newburgh Ford has had the good fortune of selling the most new Fords in our Oregon dealer group, which means we get a tremendous amount of trade-ins, virtually all makes and all price ranges. And since we know where they come from, we can sell them with confidence. So if you're looking to save money by purchasing a quality used vehicle, come see us at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you. With unbeatable recreation and plenty of snow, the Northwest is perfect for Ford conversion vans, two-wheel drive and 4x4s. And the only place to buy them is right here at Newburgh Ford. We sell 4x4 conversion vans, both passenger and cargo, to businesses and individuals all across the country. Need a custom van interior for recreation or a mobile office? We can handle it. And nobody beats a Newburgh Ford price. So come and see us at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Welcome back. We're at halftime of the girls' varsity game between the Amity Warriors and the YC Tigers. Warriors trailing 24-17 after two quarters. They were down four after one. Dug themselves a pretty good hole there in the second quarter. Fought back, had it down within a couple of points. Not able to maintain that. Playing a little shorthanded tonight. Playing without Shaylin McLean. Also not dressing Kaya Rosenbaum and Catherine McMullen. And so not the kind of depth the Warriors are accustomed to having there, especially on the front line. Warriors were led in the first half by Lillian Dumler with 10. Keith Graham with 6. And Jenna Lopez had one of two free throws. And that is all the scoring for the Warriors in the first half. YC led by Sadie Horn with 12 points down there in the low post. O'Loughlin with 6, and then 2 points from Gabler, Van Horn, and Southard. We got a couple minutes to go here before the start of the third quarter. We're going to take one more commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC.
Sears Hometown Store and the home of America's appliance experts says go McMinnville Grizzlies. Sears, 1621 Northeast Baker Street, McMinnville, says stop by when you have questions and stop by. We'd like to get to know you. Need to sell or need to buy property? Stacy McGeehee of Berkshire Hathaway McMinnville is the real estate agent who wants to meet your goals and exceed your expectations. All areas of real estate. Licensed since 2006. Call 971-237-9000. You're in good hands with Stacy McGeehee. When you need a new heater or air conditioner for your home, go to Frank Webster Heating and Air Conditioning, the best in Carrier brand heat pumps. Free bids on new equipment and competitive pricing. 1020 Southeast 1st Street, McMinnville, 472-6597.
The American Legion is the nation's largest and most respected veterans organization. We take the lead in supporting veterans and their families throughout Oregon every day. We have service officers and local Legion posts throughout the state to help all veterans with VA claims, employment, housing, and education benefits, whether you're a Legion member or not. The Oregon American Legion, veterans serving in communities statewide. Find out more at orlegion.org.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. This is Jeff Clark coming to you from Staten High School this afternoon, where your Warrior girls trailing by 7 at the end of one half. Warriors without Shaylin McLean playing today, just really having a hard time scoring anywhere in the paint. They've got 3 three-pointers out of Lillian Dumler. They've got some free throws and just 1 two-point field goal by Keely Graham, and that was a lay-in. They haven't been able to get anything else going in the first half offensively, and so I'm sure that's what the focus was on at halftime by Reg, was how to run the offense so you can get yourself some better looks and not having to settle for just three-pointers and trying to draw contact. Probably 6 or 7 shots either blocked or might as well have been blocked because they were affected to the point where they had no chance in the first half by YC. YC with some pretty good length inside. They've got a girl who's right around 5'10", and then probably another 5'9", 5'10 girl there down in the post. And so They're physical, strong kids. It's going to be YC ball to start the second half. So the Warriors coming out in a 2-3 zone, and they're going to have to do a better job of preventing Horn from getting the ball in the low post. And as I talked about in the first half, they needed to either play half around or fronter. And that time in the low post on the right side, Dumbler now fronting her, denying her the ball. And I think that's going to be the secret, is not allowing Horn to catch the ball in the low post with our defender behind her. Working the ball around the top of the key, Van Horn swings it right side to O'Loughlin. She goes baseline, and that ball stolen by Croxford. Croxford wheels and deals up the middle of the floor, goes to the right side. Now she crosses half court, traveled as she went to make the pass. Keeley wasn't ready for it, and as Keeley, so Morgan was kind of starting to make the pass a little too soon, had to pause a little bit longer as Keeley got away from her man and drew the travel call against Morgan. There's the ball tipped and stolen. This one tipped by Talia Andrade and stolen away by Dumbler. She gets the ball to Croxford. Goes left side. Graham for three. It's good. Keeley Graham with a three-pointer to get things started here in the third quarter. And it's a 24-20 game. They've got the score wrong on the scoreboard. They'll get that figured out. Warriors now down by four. Even though the scoreboard says they're down by 10. They try to go low post. There's the hook shot. Wildly missed by Gabler. Horn gets the rebound. She misses the 15-footer, and Croxford gets the rebound. Now they got the scoreboard fixed. 24-20. Warriors down by four. Dumbler, left side three, short. And rebound by O'Loughlin. O'Loughlin pushes up the left side, trying to beat Andrade. Gets past her. Throws it down low, and Dumbler steps in front and gets the steal. Bad pass by YC. Dumbler with a good read there. Croxford goes left side to Graham. She fakes the drive, goes back out to Dumbler. Now to Croxford, out top by the center circle. Croxford, right angle to Morrison, down in the corner to Andrade. Andrade dribbles it back out near the top, bounce pass to Graham. Graham on the left angle, brings it back to the top of the key, extended to 25 feet. Now goes right angle to Andrade, back to Graham. Graham swings it left side, Dumbler for three. That one's way short by about 3 feet. I don't know what happened on that. That doesn't look like Lillian shot at all there. Rebound by YC. They push it up the right side. She wasn't looking for it. She saves it back in bounds, though. That was Gabler. Wasn't looking for the ball at all. It hit her, started to go out of bounds. She made a nice save to get it back in. Now they set up their offense. Van Horn left side to O'Loughlin, down in the corner to Gabler. She finds Horn cutting, and we're going to have a foul before the shot on Robbie Morrison. And they didn't front Horn that time. She came from the high post. She came from the right side of the key, went to the high post, and then dropped down the left side of the key. The Warriors have to be more aware of where she is. It's a simple little offensive play they run. They swing the ball around the outside, and they just run from high to low post. Rotation there from their two post players, and they're looking for Horn every time. Inbound to Horn, left side. She goes now back down in the corner to number two. That's a missed shot by Southard, and the rebound by Dumbler. Three-point attempt by Southard was a little long. Croxford picks up her dribble, gets it left side to Graham. Graham swings it to Andrade. Andrade down the right corner to Dumbler. Dumbler for three. Little short. Bounces twice. Graham mistimed her jump, and the rebound pulled out of there by number three, Ryman. Ryman to Van Horn, and they set things up out by the center circle. Ryman on the left angle starts to drive against the zone. Now dumps it down to Gabler, and she draws the foul on Dumbler. Second team foul on the Warriors here in the third quarter. That's going to put Megan Gabler at the line to shoot two. Four-point game, 24-20. First one perfect for Gabler. Her third point of the game. Maylin Williams into the game, going to replace Dumbler. I'm thinking Dumbler must have some foul trouble. I don't have that number. They're not putting it up on the score clock. And so I don't know how many she's got, but it's either, if they're pulling her out of the game, she probably has four fouls, because I can't imagine why else Reg would bring her out. Second one, no good. Graham with the rebound. Keeley pushes it up right side to Croxford. Comes to the three-point line angle. Now back to Keeley on top. Back to Morgan. Right angle. Down in the corner to Talia. Back to Morgan. Croxford. Cross-court ball tip. Morrison gets it. Takes it right at the rim. Puts it up. Draws a foul. Robbie Morrison with a good aggressive move. Boy, that was a dangerous pass by Morgan. That ball was tipped. Robbie stayed right on it, made the catch, pushed in from the left baseline, drew contact as she took her shot up, and she'll get two free throws. Nice play by the senior, Robbie Morrison. Get herself to the line here. Hits the first one. Morrison's first point of the game. She'll have one more chance to cut this down to within 3 points. A couple of subs in the game there for YC. Second one, no good. Graham with the rebound. Keeley on the right side working between two girls. Got the rebound. Now she's fouled as she starts to drive. So the Warriors will have the ball out of bounds on the baseline. Out by the three-point line on the right side. They're going to move her. Yeah, they're going to move Morgan all the way out. 20 feet from the basket, right side on the baseline. Morgan throws a long inbound to Andrade out by the center circle. Now to Williams. Williams fakes the pass, drives into the foul line, kicks it to Andrade, fakes the three, and they're going to call her for a travel. As it looked like a pretty good fake, she might have drugged that pivot foot a little bit. It was on the far side of the floor there. She was trying to draw the defense and dish it back to Williams for the open look and must have slid the pivot foot just a little bit. 4:40 to go here in the third quarter, but the clock's not running because the clock keeper. Now it's running. He's been slow a few times, about 10 seconds slower in the second quarter. YC works the ball around the perimeter. Somebody got away with a carry there. Can't see who that is on the far side. I think it's Southard. There's a jump shot missed. They get the rebound inside, up and missed again. That's Ryman inside, and then she's fouled. Ryman with a good rebound down low, fouled by Andrade on the putback attempt. Warriors not boxing out in this zone very well. It's one of the dangers of playing the zone defense is that it's a lot harder to find somebody to box out. Horn on the bench right now. Warriors need to take advantage of that with the best offensive player and low post player in the game. Not in the game right now for YC. Van Horn works it left side to O'Loughlin. O'Loughlin swings it cross court to Southard. Down the right corner, Van Horn for three. No good. Weak side rebound by O'Loughlin. Gets it back out on top. Gabler with the ball now. Sets it back up to O'Loughlin for three. No good. Morrison had the rebound. Got fouled. No call. Ball comes loose. There's a missed shot by O'Loughlin and a putback by Southard. Boy, they just stayed after it there. Warriors not rebounding well. Down six. Graham with the ball. Penetrates right side. Kicks it to Andrade. Andrade swings it all the way across to the left angle to Croxford. Now she goes baseline to Graham. A little tall, and Keeley couldn't come down with it. Ball out of bounds to YC. 3:36 to go in the third quarter. Warriors trailing just by 6 points in this game with Dumbler on the bench. Sam Brown getting set to come in at the next dead ball. And they had another clock malfunction there. Not sure who was operating the clock, but I'm going to tell you, I hate to say this, but I think I could do a better job while I'm broadcasting than this guy's doing down there at the scorer's table. That's the third or fourth time he's failed to turn the clock on when the ball's in bounds, and he's had the score wrong a couple of times. All right, YC ball swinging it around the top. Van Horn working against this 2-3 Warrior defense. Ball kicked by Graham. They didn't call it. Graham gets a steal, throws it, can't save it. O'Loughlin gets it to Gabler. Gabler shot blocked by Morrison on the baseline. Croxford can't save it. Robbie Morrison with a big block on Gabler, the 5'10 post player. Brown and Hatch now coming into the game for the Warriors. Nice defensive effort there by the Warriors. First, the steal by Graham. She couldn't hang on to it. And then Morrison saves the day with a block down low. O'Loughlin, 18-footer left side, and she buries it. Sage O'Loughlin with her eighth point of the game. Morgan Croxford working up the left side, and she stepped out of bounds. Good defense there to take away that baseline, that sideline from her, and she couldn't quite walk the tightrope. Warriors down 9 now, 2:57 to go in the third. They need to get something going here on both ends of the floor. Horn's out of the game right now for YC also, and so this is something the Warriors really needed to take advantage of with the best offensive player out of the game for YC, and they haven't been able to do it. Van Horn working against this 2-3. They swing it to O'Loughlin on the left angle. Now back to Van Horn. O'Loughlin, Van Horn, they're just playing catch out there on top now. Now they go in the left corner to Gabler, back to O'Loughlin, back to Gabler in the left corner. They're struggling here to find anything. They throw it away. Warrior basketball. O'Loughlin tried to drive and kick, threw it right at the feet of Gabler. Bad pass by O'Loughlin, and it's going to be Warrior basketball. Warriors need to figure something out offensively here. Now we've got a man full court press put on by YC. Not guarding the inbound. Got one girl kind of in the middle of all four offensive players. And we've got a conversation here going on with They're trying to figure out what's going on. I'm not sure what they signaled there to the scores table, but now we're ready to go. There's a long baseball pass in. Finds Brown. Brown takes it in and scores. What a pass by Croxford to find Samantha Brown streaking down the middle of the floor. And Brown puts it up and in for her first two of the game. Warriors within six. What a great pass by the softball, soccer, basketball player, Morgan Croxford. O'Loughlin tries to throw it out in the corner. That ball tipped out of bounds by the Warriors. I didn't see that, but no argument from the Warriors. Oh, no, Morgan says, yep, I tipped it. Attagirl, get Reg to calm down. Reg was pretty fired up about why that was tipped, and Morgan said, there's a steal by Malin Williams. Stepped right in front, knocked it away, and Brown comes away with it. To Croxford, 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Croxford crosses over, ball stripped away from her by Southland, and then Southland travels as Croxford gets back and interferes with her ability to make the pass. Morgan a little sloppy with that crossover that time. She got in a little too tight on the defender, and the ball got poked away. Back to a semblance of a full-court press, but they've got – nope, now they're going to back it off. They got beat last time on that. They're not going to try it again. Minute 55 to go if the clock will turn on. He doesn't have it on again. Now it's running. At least 3 seconds late that time on starting the clock. Hatch, ball poked away from her. She chases it all the way down the floor, picks it up, gets the ball to Malin Williams. Now we're on a 10-second call if we don't hurry to Graham. Graham gets it across, and she gets fouled on a reach-in by Southard. It's going to be the third team foul against YC here in the second half. Warriors also have three team fouls. It's going to be Warrior basketball. They're going to inbound just to the right side of the scorer's table here. Croxford into Graham. Graham walks it towards the top of the key, goes to Croxford, left angle, back to Graham. Graham to Croxford, down in the corner for Brown. Brown to Croxford. She wasn't expecting that pass. She regains control of it, though, and now gives it to Williams, top of the key. Back to Croxford, right angle. Back to Williams. Williams takes a three and rattles a cage, and it drops in. Maylin Williams, just absolutely fearless for a freshman, buries the three-pointer. And it's a three-point game, 29-26. It just looked like the Warriors were really faltering. They get some turnovers, and they make some baskets. And there's an air ball. Croxford chases down the rebound and stepped out of bounds. Oh, Morgan. She was debating between getting that rebound and just letting it go out of bounds. She decided to save it, and her foot was on the baseline when she did. Boy, that's one of those bonehead plays Morgan will be kicking herself for. That was just unforced on her end of things, and she just doesn't make those very often. There's a three-pointer missed, and Malin Williams with the rebound gets it to Graham. Graham pushes it hard up the middle. Now right side to Croxford. Croxford starts to drive, swings it left side to Williams. Williams traveled, got away with it, out to Graham. Graham to Croxford, right angle. Swings it back to Williams. Williams fakes the three, picks up her dribble, gets it to Graham. Graham, top of the key, now down in the corner. Hatch for an 18-footer, no good on that. Malin Williams with the rebound inside, puts it up. Her shot blocked. Not sure who got the block in there. There were three black jerseys around, but somebody rejected that shot. A good effort by Williams to get the rebound to begin with, though, in traffic. O'Loughlin with the ball, right angle. Graham tips it. She gets it back to Van Horn. Van Horn now at the top, goes right side. There's a pass inside, kicked away. They don't call the kick, and then they're going to call a travel on Graham as she had the ball, fell to the floor with it, and rolled over, trying to get control of it. 12.4 seconds to go in the third. Three-point game. Warriors need to get a stop here. Horn still sitting on the bench for YC. Van Horn takes the inbound. 10 seconds. They go to the right angle, and there's a three-pointer buried by O'Loughlin. Croxford, 2-1 from half court. Almost just right of the basket. That's her second one. She's had a pretty good look at there tonight. And so we go to the fourth quarter with the score, YC 32, Amity 26. We'll be back after this message.
Need to dig a trench or plan a wedding? Your first stop needs to be Botten's Equipment and Event Rental. From a cotton candy machine to a trencher and everything in between. At Botten's, your family. 2800 Northeast Lafayette Avenue in Mac, 472-1559.
Tim Harsma at Country Financial takes the time to get to know his customers. He knows that every situation is unique, and his goal is to understand your goals so he can help you be confident about your financial security and your future. Contact Tim Harsma at Country Financial today, 503-565-2043. That's 503-565-2043. If you're hungry for some great barbecue and you love that mouth-watering, slow-smoked flavor, well, it sounds like you need to get to Uncle Jack's Barbecue on Highway 99 in Amity. Janelle makes sure that every bite is absolutely delectable, so whether it's ribs, burgers, or brisket, stop by for lunch or dinner Monday through Saturday. And don't forget, full-service catering is available for those special events. Uncle Jack's, it's dadgum good. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. State and High School Tournament, 18 tournament, 3 days. This is the opening game for the Warriors. There were two games this morning. And there, we are in the second couplet of games, if you will. We've got the Woodburn and Blanchette girls and then boys played in the first couplet. And now the Warriors and Tigers from YC are playing. Warriors basketball down 6, 8 minutes to go. Dumbler still on the bench with foul trouble. Croxford gets it into Williams. Williams, the freshman, swings it right side to Hatch. Hatch goes, tries to go low post. They post up Graham, and the ball poked away by YC. Jasmine Calgren into the game, providing another big body for YC as they rest both of their starting post players. Croxford in the corner, Graham. Graham trapped there. Going to get a five-second call. She puts the ball on the floor, and then she's fouled, I think, by O'Loughlin. We'll see who they, it's either O'Loughlin or Van Horn. Both of them right there. It's going to be on O'Loughlin. So Warriors basketball, that was a bad place to pick up her dribble. They inbounded it right in the corner and they trapped her right away. Had Keeley in a bad spot. Croxford, right angle to Graham. Graham goes baseline, trapped there, swings it back out. That ball stolen by Van Horn. Nothing on that pass from Keeley, and then she's going to get a tripping foul as she tried to catch up with Van Horn. Van Horn stumbled as they made contact and went to the floor hard. And because we don't have a great score clock operator here, we don't know how many fouls we have on each player. Had I known that, I would have kept track of them myself. I will do that in the next game so we have an idea of what's going on. We have time, score, quarter, and team fouls, and that's it. YC ball, Van Horn to O'Loughlin. O'Loughlin penetrates right side, pulls up at 15 feet. Gets the ball back at the three-point line, takes a dribble, pulls up, misses the 12-footer. Croxford can't get the rebound. And YC controls. Whitchurch with the rebound. Now out to Van Horn. Van Horn resets things to O'Loughlin. O'Loughlin to Van Horn in the center circle. Spreading this zone defense way out, looking for something close to the basket. Van Horn penetrates, gets the ball in the corner. There's the penetration. Ryman misses the jumper and the rebound by Dumbler back into the game. Gets it to Croxford, six-point game. There's a pass over to Keeley Graham, a spinning lay-in. She missed on the baseline on the left side. Great move, but the ball spun off the rim and wouldn't stay down. O'Loughlin goes left side to Whitchurch, back to O'Loughlin. Hits the high post right side to Ryman, takes a dribble, misses, rebound by Croxford underneath. Morgan, look at a push. Nobody open as YC gets good transition defense. Now Croxford goes right down the lane, pulls up. She misses, gets the ball back. Tied up underneath. They don't call anything, and she throws the ball away. I can't believe they didn't have a jump ball underneath there. Looked like she was tied up for a couple of seconds there. Got her finger jammed on something and ended up just trying to throw the ball out and went out of bounds. 6:21 to go in the game. Warriors trailing by six. But it's been a struggle the whole day without any kind of inside scoring presence with Shaylin McLean out for the game. Word is from Red, Shaylin will be back tomorrow, so that's good news for the Warriors' offensive game and their defense, too. They were having a hard time with Horn. Horn back in the game. Warriors, Brown doing a good job of trying to front her. They find her on the left side. Horn up and misses the shot. Ball tipped around, tipped around, tipped around, and Whitchurch gets it and lays it up and in. Oh, my. Nobody could find a handle on it for the Warriors. That ball was tipped five or six times in there before Whitchurch got it and laid it up and in. Warriors need something now. Down eight, 34-26. Croxford on top. Energy picking up. There's a steal by Whitchurch. Croxford just threw that away. Whitchurch ahead to Ryman. Ryman takes it in with the left hand, lays it up and in. Reg needs a timeout, and he's going to get one right there. Ryman with her first 2 points of the game, and that was just an unforced error. Morgan looking a little tired and just threw a bad pass on that one. So I think this looks like a full timeout. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be back.
Street Level Radio, KLYC, reminding you to pick up your copy of The Bulletin Board. It's a weekly publication serving Sheridan, Willamina, and Grand Ronde. It's free, comes out every Wednesday, and is filled with information and activities and advertising supporting the West Valley. We get a lot of our information from The Bulletin Board. Good folks there in the West Valley. Free, pick one up today. Again, serving Sheridan, Willamina, Grand Ronde, and available each and every Wednesday. AM 1260 KLYC is Street Level Radio.
Welcome back. Amity Warrior Basketball brought to you by Uncle Jack's Barbecue, by McMullen Electric, by First Federal, and by Country Insurance. Speaking of First Federal, since 1922, First Federal has been providing Yamhill County homeowners with secure local home loan options. Their mortgages have been trusted by generations of homeowners and are managed locally by people you know. When you choose First Federal, your money stays in Yamhill County. So visit their Amity branch at 110 Maddox Street or go online to www.firstfedweb.com to learn more. First Federal, they're here for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Warriors basketball, full court man press now. Trying to trap out of it. They get it into Graham. Graham pushes it up the right side. Little hesitation, dribble, gets down, and then she's going to pick up a blocking foul on Ryman. So it's going to be Warrior basketball on the baseline, right side of the key. That is the fourth team foul on YC, fifth team foul on YC, four on the Warriors. Dumbler to inbound, triggers it in right corner. Graham, three-pointer, looks good, just a little long there. Battling inside, Horn comes out of there with it, no surprise there. Easily the best post player on the floor today for either team. O'Loughlin gets the ball to Whitchurch. She works the right side. And Graham gets the steal as they try to dump it into the high post. She read that play. Graham and Croxford struggling. The ball is loose. Croxford finally picks it up. Girls look a little tired. These noon games, not easy to play. There's a three-pointer right side by Maylin Williams. She misses. Graham gets the rebound, takes it up. She's fouled by number 41. That is Jasmine Calgren with a foul. And that's going to put Graham on the line to shoot two. Williams, no hesitation, putting up that three. And while it didn't result in a basket for her, it did result in Graham being able to come from the weak side and get that rebound and then attack the defense as they were trying to turn and find the ball. First free throw by Graham. Way off, long and to the right. Keeley's struggling today at the foul line a little bit. That's not like her. She's only she's attempted seven free throws in the game, and I think only one of them has been a clean swish. All the rest of them have hit the rim, even though she's made four of them. This one bounces around and won't stay in. She just cannot find the range today. And that's kind of the story of the Warriors today in general. They just don't look real sharp. Pass in the low post to Horn. Up and under, no good. Brown with good defense on that, even though she didn't get the front. There's a pass ahead to Graham. Graham wheeling and dealing through traffic. Takes it right into the defense. Up and can't hit it. And Brown knocks it away and out of bounds. It's going to be YC ball. Keeley just shaking her head in dismay there. She just cannot get the ball to drop. She's missed a couple now right at the rim, missed a couple of free throws. That's 6 points she would tell you she should have had. Those weren't easy lay-ins, but they were shots she'll tell you she should have made. That's just Keeley being competitive. All right, YC ball. Van Horn swings it to Ryman on the right wing. Down in the corner. Now they go back to Ryman. Ryman penetrates to the top of the key, goes to Van Horn. She goes left corner. O'Loughlin, 15-footer, wide open, and she buries it. O'Loughlin with 13 points in the game. I think she leads all scorers. I'll have to check that. Williams penetrates all the way in with the left hand. Puts it up. No good. Brown can't get the rebound. Ball's loose. Tip. Brown does get the rebound. Puts it up. No good. And Ryman gets it and pulls it out of there. 3:50 to go. Warriors down 12 now. They've had their chances. They just haven't been able to convert. And, boy, do they look tired. I think the pace of this game has been hard on them. Having to extend their defense. Having to deal with a strong post player without their normal post defense in place. Horn, left corner, swings at high post, opposite side to Ryman. She pulls up from 8 feet, no good. Williams with the rebound. It's not too late for the Warriors, but they're going to have to find some ability to score here. Only 26 points, and we have less than 4 minutes to go in the game. Croxford all the way to the rim, draws contact, can't finish, and Morgan would tell you she should have finished that. She got good contact on it, but she should have made that shot. It's contagious, I tell you. You know, people start missing some shots that they normally make, and all of a sudden, it seems like everybody's missing shots they make under normal conditions. And Hot shooting's contagious, and so is struggle. So Croxford hits the first free throw. That's her first point of the game. And I know Morgan likes to distribute the ball, but I think in a day like this, boy, they could have really used her knocking down some three-pointers. She's attempted a couple, just hasn't been able to find the range today. Second one short. Croxford chases down the rebound. Picks up her dribble, throws it down low and over Dummler's head, stolen by Ryman. So more of just being a little out of sync there. I don't think Dummler was expecting the pass. Graham going to pick up a foul out by half court as she attempts to get a steal on Van Horn. 3:07 to go here in the fourth. 11-point game, 38-27 right now. And we're going to have a timeout taken by the Warriors. So we're going to have a full timeout, so we'll take a quick break also. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back.
The home of quality Napa brand parts. When you want quality and you want experienced people to help you out, it's Davison Auto Parts. Several locations in Yamhill County, including in McMinnville. Davison Auto Parts says, go McMinnville Grizzlies. Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. This is Jeff Clark coming to you from Staten High School, where the Warriors in this first round of the Staten Tournament are losing to the Tigers of YC 38-27. I got to think that with a full strength roster, especially Shaylin McClain being available, this is a different game today. But it's one of those things you have to battle through as a team. Warriors going to man up now tight in what you call 50. So they're playing half-court man. They get the pass into Van Horn. YC ball, 3 minutes to go. Goes right angle to Gabler. Gabler trying to get the ball to O'Loughlin, and the pass knocked away. O'Loughlin chases it down. O'Loughlin working on Graham. Graham D'ing her up tight, and then we've got a travel called. Keely Graham doing what she does best, and that is getting after it on the defensive end. For all the good things Keely does on the offensive end, her best attribute is that she is a lockdown defender on anybody who's not a post player. I don't think we want to put Keely on somebody 6 foot. There's a long pass from Croxford, and Dummler can't quite chase it down. That's one of those passes. I'm going to have to talk to Morgan about that. It's one of those passes you got to put backspin on. When you throw that ball long, if you throw it normally, a lot of times it'll hit and kick away from, if it has any kind of side spin on it, it'll hit and kick and run away from the players, they try to chase it down. So you have to make sure you throw that with a lot of backspin because that forward momentum is going to push it away from them. So it's a hard pass to throw. Very, very hard. Morgan's a gifted athlete, able to make almost any pass. That's a tough one. Reimer drives inside, draws contact on Williams, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. Croxford out of the game, sitting next to Reg on the bench. Reg in her ear talking just a little bit about just things to work on, strategy, how to attack certain defensive sets. Morgan's a smart kid. She absorbs this stuff like a sponge. And the problem is, you know, where Morgan really struggles is she just tries to do too much. She's such a talented kid and capable of doing so many things that sometimes you push that a little too far. And so finding that balance, a couple of misses there by Reimer, and Dummler gets the rebound. Sometimes you try to do too much. You push that a little bit, and trying to find that balance is really, really hard. Graham drives in and gets the lay-in. Nice job by Keely there. Beats the pressure all by herself. We're going to have a 30-second timeout taken by the Warriors, down by 9, 2.5 to go. If you've been following Warriors basketball at all this year, you know the Warriors have come back from a number of deficits in the fourth quarter, second half, through just tenacious defense and kids just not ever giving up. And so I think you're about to see another one of those charges here. 2.5 minutes to go, 9-point game. Kendra Knuth coming into the game. Kendra, probably the most athletic girl in Amity. She is strong, quick, explosively fast, able to just fly down the floor, but as well has that quick first step, great lateral movement, excellent soccer player, cross-country runner, track athlete. her basketball skill level is not as high as you'd like it to be, and that's what keeps her off the court. But in terms of her energy level, her athleticism, her ability to play defense is tremendous. And so Reg bringing her in now to try to give Morgan a few more minutes maybe of some break. We've got a 30-second timeout taken by YC as he sees what Amity comes out in there. Warriors getting set to put some full-court pressure on here. So it's going to be, I think, Knuth, Williams, Graham. Let me see who else they've got coming out there. I can't see yet. You got everybody in a group down here on the sideline. I can't tell who he's got into the game right now. We'll see as they walk out. So it's going to be no Graham. So Graham on the bench with Croxford. So it's Hatch, Dumler, Knuth, Plummer, and Williams. Full court pressure. All four kids are up. They're going to try to run long. They try to throw it long, and they get it to Ryman. Ryman picks up her dribble, goes out on top to Southland. Warriors got to find their man. Somebody's not guarding their man. There, now they're rotating across, and everybody's finally got somebody now. O'Loughlin with the ball, 2:15 to go. And we've got a hold on Plummer as she tries to defend the girl cutting across on the baseline. That's going to be the seventh team foul. That'll put Van Horn on the line to shoot 1 of 1. So Reg giving some kids a chance to play in this tight situation. I'm trying to come back that they normally maybe don't get to do. There's a missed free throw, and Williams chases it down in the corner. Pushes it up the middle of the floor. Goes to Knuth. Knuth down in the corner to Dumler. She's guarded tight out there. Her pass tipped away and out of bounds. Going to be Warrior basketball. Graham coming back in now. Going to come back out for Kendra. Kendra was in for defensive purposes. Now that they're on the offensive end, they bring Keeley back in. See, they may do another switch here. We'll see. Yep, Kendra's going to stay down by Reg. See if they can get another basket and need the defensive stop again. Graham spins into the middle. Baseline to Hatch. Hatch pulls up, rattles it in. Hatch with a little five-footer. Nice job. Great pass by Keeley Graham to find Hannah there. There's a steal by Graham. She goes baseline, spins, loses the ball. Ball's on the floor, knocked loose. Williams can't get to it. Now Hatch does, and Hatch is knocked to the floor. She's going to go to the foul line. Hannah Hatch staying after it. She got pinched by two girls there as they went for the ball. Knocked her hard to the floor. Hannah tried to shake this off. She's going to go to the foul line and shoot 1 of 1. So Lillian, that's a sneaky one there. Lillian comes up next to her, and with that veteran experience says, hey, tie your shoe. They'll give you a second to compose yourself. And so Hannah goes down and ties her shoe. It wasn't untied, I don't think. I think that's just one of those things. You get shaken up a little bit. You go down, you tie your shoe. It buys you a few seconds to kind of get your composure before you have to go to the foul line. Hatch at the line. First one bounces around and won't stay in. Rebound pulled out of there by YC. O'Loughlin with the ball. Pushes up the floor against Graham. Graham cuts her off at half court. O'Loughlin working left. Not a great ball handler. Traveled, got away with it, and put it up and in. Oh, my. Nice move if you can get away with it. 40-31. Warriors down by 9. Graham working the left side. Falls down. Loses the ball. Picked up by Gabler, and she gets it to Van Horn. Van Horn fouled by Plummer with a little push. Put her arm on her hip there as she started to drive. Minute 7 seconds to go. I think the Warriors are going to back off their pressure defense now, down 9. And Van Horn at the line to shoot 1 of 1. Both teams with 8 team fouls. Next up after this, I don't know how much of a break they're going to give us in between games, but we'll have the boys' varsity action between the Warriors and the Tigers of YC. Van Horn hits the first free throw. Front end of the 1 of 1. She'll get one more. Only 3 points of the game for Bella Van Horn, but she's played a good point guard for him, done a good job defensively. Second one is up and rattles around. Going to say a lane violation, so that one doesn't matter if it went in or not. It was on the shooter. Put her foot over the line. 10-point game, 107 to go. Tigers back off. They'll just pick him up half-court, man. Actually, half-court, 1-2-2. And we've got, again, the clock not starting. So clock operator here is fingerly challenged as his finger doesn't seem to be working. some dexterity challenges on starting the clock there. So I'm not sure what the long discussion's about. It should be about 3 or 4 seconds off of the clock. They're not even going to bother to make an adjustment here. The clock wasn't running, and he's talking to the clock operator when to start it. Generally, you start it as soon as the official drops his hand, but if you can't tell, once somebody's touching the ball inbounds, the ball's live. So now the clock is running. Graham with the ball, throws it left corner to Dummler. Dummler goes baseline, loses the ball. Oh, she wanted to pull up and take that quick jumper, and the defense cut her off. They push it ahead. Grabler working up the right side. She picks up her dribble. Warriors still scrambling, trying to create some turnovers here. Van Horn with the ball. Almost stolen away by... Now the ball's loose. Graham does get the steal. Keely Graham gets the steal, and she calls a timeout. Good job by Keely. Boy, she had that ball tipped, and it was loose, and about four other girls had a chance for it. And Keely went diving onto the floor, came up with a loose ball, called the timeout before they could tie her up. Now, good job by Keely, even though it probably won't matter in the grand scheme of this game with it being a 10-point game and only 45 seconds to go. It's still one of those things you like to see, never giving up on a play, first of all. And secondly, having that awareness of being able to get the steal. No, you're not in a position to make any kind of a play. You don't have to pass it to him to make sure you call that timeout so you preserve the possession. So great job by Keely there. Good awareness from the sophomore. And I don't know if she'll be all-league first team or not, because a lot of times they look at offensive stats for that, and she may not be a top five or six player in terms of offensive stats on the year once we get into the league. But I'll tell you what, if you're looking for an all-around player in this league, I don't know that you can find a better one than Keely Graham. Keely handles the ball as the alternate point guard to Croxford. She shoots the ball pretty well. Malin Williams puts up a three, a little short there, rebounded by YC. Ball loose. Graham had a steal, but she ends up picking up a reach-in foul on it. Offensively, Graham does a lot of good things, continues to improve her outside shooting. She makes the spot three pretty well now and continues to work on things in her offensive game. And Keely has fouled out. So nice round of applause from the Warrior fans. Keely, when she does foul out, you know it's because there are no cheap fouls with her. She is always dogging a ball handler on that. And on the defensive end of the floor, it's just you won't find a better man defender in our league than Keely Graham. And so rough game for Keely in a lot of ways today. Foul shot made by O'Loughlin, who's been the best player in the second half for YC. She had 6 in the first half. She's got 10 in the second half. Chance for 11 here from her. She misses that one. Dummler with the rebound. Keeley's going to finish the game with she had 6 in the first half, 3 in the second half. There's an air ball from Dummler. Hatch can't save it. So Keely with 9 points in the game. Lillian's going to finish probably with 10. That's what she has right now, though she is still in the game. Warriors continuing to press and work on some things here. Game experience, situational experience to work against another squad on your press. Gabler pushes it up the left side. Gets it. And there's an over and back call. Nice job, Croxford, cutting off. Looks like O'Loughlin stepped across the half court line. It's an 11-point game, so it's a meaningless turnover in the big picture, but a good effort by the Warriors to work on their press, get a little experience against somebody besides your own team back in your home gym. Plummer back to Croxford. 23-footer, left angle, no good. Rebound pulled out of there by O'Loughlin, and then she's fouled by Croxford. Croxford checking to make sure she's okay. Croxford took her out pretty good. Both girls exchange a pat on the back. No hard feelings there. 10 team fouls on the Warriors. That will put O'Loughlin at the line to shoot 2. 12 seconds to go here in the game. Warriors trailing 42-31. O'Loughlin's free throw is perfect. So I don't know what I said. She had 6 in the first half. She has 11 in the second half, 17 total. Horn checks out, gets a nice round of applause from the YC fans that are here. He's had a good game. Warriors did a really good job on Horn in the second half, so that was a good experience for them to have to deal with fronting, playing half around, not allowing her to get a good look. Dummler misses the 3, left angle. There's the rebound, and that'll do it. Yeah, final score. YC 43, Amity 31 from here at Staten.